ردي إسحاق. He's ready. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us and ordered us to obey him, obey his prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, and obey those who are on authority. Authority means those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed them to regulate and control whatever we are doing, and whatever we need to do, they guide us. Like someone on the street walking with no head, only a neck, with his hands and his chest and his legs. How he looks, someone with no head. He has no eyes to see, he has no ears to hear, he has no nose to breathe, he has no mouth to talk. Means is a dead person. And authorities keep us alive. Those who are on authority keep the community in a smaller scale alive. Those who are on authority on a larger scale keep the religion alive. And those who are on a higher level keep humanity from beginning to end alive. And the Creator keep everyone in his place or her place when they are listening to the one who has been sent as messenger and seals of messenger to humanity, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. So this gives us a sense of understanding that might be something that beyond our capacity, but it might be also some way to guide us to a higher level of knowledge. When I came to speak, I was not preparing anything, and I was thinking what I'm going to say in such an event tonight of Isra and Mi'raj, the night journey of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina, to Masjid al-Aqsa, to Jerusalem, then to the divine presence of his Lord. And something came up that there is something that is important to know. It's like a secret code, like someone has a PIN number or a password or a pass number on his computer, or pass a PIN number on his ATM card or his credit card. There is also something very important, like a PIN number on us, which is has to be taken into consideration. If you look deeply, you will find number 7 has been mentioned a lot. Allah created 7 heavens. Allah created 7 earths. Allah created creation in 6 days and rested the 7. Allah made the week to calculate the days, 7 days. This 7 is always a number that is surprising and astonishing. And even the light, the white light, produces 7 different levels of light. And not only that, that 7, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Holy Quran many times, has an authoritative influence on a human being. As I said at the beginning, that authority is important, like someone with no head, how he looks, is dead. So someone with a head is alive. And if you look at your head, you will find that it is consisting of 7 places that they are very important. You have 2 eyes, you have 2 ears, you have 2 sides of the nose, and you have 1 mouth. So it can consist of the hearing, it consists of the seeing, it consists of the smelling or breathing, and it consists of 1 mouth. These ears that we are using is like 2 realities. One is a like external, and one like internal. It's giving us an indication that we have 2 ears, means we have 2 kind of ilm, knowledge, hearing. One is inner knowledge, and one is external knowledge. And this knowledge we cannot achieve except through hearing, and that's why Allah said inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ad kullu dhalika kana anhu mas'ula. You recite that ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا صدق الله العظيم.
Allah always in Holy Quran, if you look at the Holy Quran, you see that always he begins with hearing, with sama, the possibility or the hearing factor. Because through hearing is the first knowledge that you can understand. Through hearing, and that's why Sayyidina Jibreel coming to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealing the Holy Quran by reciting, and Prophet hearing, was not by writing and Prophet seeing, it was by hearing. And that's why he said to him, first revealed verse Iqra. He said, well, I'm going to read. But what Jibreel said, Iqra, read, that word read, it was a hearing. It was not writing. He said to him, read. But the first word in to make you to read was, he has to tell him through an ear to hear it, like an order to come, read. He said, well, I'm going to read. He said, read, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Now it's written. It's written on Lawhul Mahfuz. Ya Muhammad, read. The first word he gave to him is through hearing. Then Prophet, with his eyes, he was reading. Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. He said, first is the hearing, the most important. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy hadith that Prophet mentioned, he said, as long as my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I will be his ears that he can hear with. So hearing is the first authoritative power Allah gave to human being to guide themselves. And that's why teachers at schools, first, they don't write on the blackboard when the child is age 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. They speak with him. He learned the language before he knows how to write the language. So hearing is first important element for us to learn how to control and guide ourselves. First, authoritative power. Allah gave us 2 ears. Means He wants us to know, oh my servant, I'm giving you 2 ears. Means I'm giving you 2 kinds of knowledge. And that's why Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me 2 kinds of knowledge. One, I spread it. The other, I hide it. And what he said in the hadith, hafiztu من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعائين. I learned, I hafistu, I memorized. How he memorized? Not through writing, through hearing. Means Prophet gave him 2 kinds of knowledge through hearing. One, he was spreading. One was secretive, that inner one. No one knows it. No one can understand it. Allah gave us 2 hearing power to tell us that with one you can hear external knowledge, the other one you can hear internal knowledge. هو الظاهر
والباطن أوله والآخر. He is ظاهر, he is the, his signs are everywhere. He is باطن, he is hidden. He is first, أول, he is آخر, he is last. Last, you say? Two. ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون.
From everything we have created two. لعلكم تذكرون, in order that you will remember and you will know that everything has to go two together, pairs. Means you cannot go one, the balance, there is no balance when you have, there is no scale. You cannot put in a scale on one side and leave the other. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. You have to know that everything in pairs means inner, external and internal. External knowledge, internal knowledge. Knowledge known, knowledge not known, hidden. Slowly, scientific people, through their sciences and laboratory discoveries, they find knowledges, then it become known. It was before hidden. And reality is the same. Always there are hidden realities that you don't know, and when you are a seeker on the way, you will begin to learn it. So this hearing factor, two sides. One here, one here. So if you take a dissection, and we have doctors here, they understand that, especially our radiologist. Look at me, Dr. Akbar. If you take a dissection of a human being in the middle, is not everything parallel to the other? Completely. Minor changes here and there, but mainly everything is symmetrical. And everything is being put in place. You cannot find a human being functioning well when his body is not in place, not malfunctioning. They tell you machines don't put ATM cards, malfunctioning. It means you cannot get anything out of that machine. Right? What I said. So everything must be functioning well. So human being, if you cut in half, is completely symmetrical from top to bottom. Hands, both sides, arms, legs, both sides. A chest, lungs, both sides, all the way up to the nose, to the eyes, to the ears. Everything symmetrical, subhanallah. فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَّلَكْ or فَعَدَلَكْ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكْ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكْ في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك.
He is the one that created you. الذي خلقك, who created you, فسواك. فسواك, he made you, he carved you. فعدلك, or another recitation, فعدلك, means he perfected you in the right way. He didn't make you half white, half black. He didn't make you half blonde, half brown. He didn't make you one ear in the face and one eye in the leg. That's why he says, فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَّلَكَ أو فَعَدَلَكَ. He created you, he carved you. سواك means made you, carved you, molded you, and then فَعَدَلَكَ, balanced you.
So if he balanced us through our hearing, why we are not hearing what cannot be heard? As Prophet ﷺ said, if you approach me through voluntary worshipness to Allah, if you approach Allah, Allah will give you a hearing that people cannot hear.
Because this will become a stereo. The two ears, instead of picking from one place, now you are picking from another place like an echo. How you adjust? Now they have these, what you call them, amplifiers or mixers. Mixers, you can adjust the mixers and you can hear the voice different. What he gave you, you can adjust your mixers here inside. But no one is adjusting his mixers of his ears. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah perfected him. He is adjusted. When he is adjusted, he said to him, come to me in my presence. I am giving you everything. Come. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, follow my footsteps. I will take you to Isra and Mi'raj even. If you follow the footsteps of Prophet, he went to Isra and Mi'raj, you'll be behind him. Sahaba were behind Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He dressed them from what Allah dressed him in Isra and Mi'raj, because it is only for him, but he dressed his Sahaba from that blessings. And if he dressed his Sahaba, why he will not dress us? He will. His Sahaba were dying for him. What we are doing? Nothing. All of us lazy. So he gave us this hearing to adjust these mixers inside. Inner knowledge, outer knowledge. And that's why you have the outer ear, and what you have also, what they call it, the inner ear. You know the inner ear? The outer ear is like, it's like a drum, empty, nothing, a drum. When it gives it through it, the voice, the sound goes inside. The inner ear begin to adjust. Right, doctor, is correct? Internal medicine. Huh? So that inner ear, it's like a digital receiver. If you have a digital receiver, you can receive digital signals from satellites or from the universe, millions of information you can get in these digital receivers. That inner ear is like a digital receiver and higher, because it's Allah creation, not a human being invention, can receive more. That's why Allah put an inner ear. Well, you can put an outer ear, a drum, enough. But he makes something inside and called inner ear. It's very small. How is small? How big is it, doctor? 1 millimeter? 3-4 millimeters. What's 3-4 millimeters? It's nothing. It's less than a 1/5 of an inch. 1/10 of an inch. Inner ear, make you to understand what kind of sound. If that inner ear become a digital one, what you can hear in this room now? Because it is not like that. So that drum, that satellite that you have, that dish that you have, it receive all these magnetic field, or it receive all these information, it comes on the drum. The inner ear will analyze it. If it is still analog, okay, you'll be receiving some channels. If you become digital, you'll be receiving higher channel, more. And if you become higher than digital, which they did not discover yet, which they are going to discover also, there is more than digital, it's coming, you will be able to hear angels praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why people can hear that telepathy, that information, what you call sending information to each other from far away. From Sayyidina Umar sending information from Medina to Saria in Damascus when he was fighting the enemy, he was sending him this telepathy information through his inner ear. So Saria's ear was a digital, he was hearing. It's not like our ears that you cannot hear behind that door. That is a normal ear. Digital ear that you can hear even if you are in China. If I say here Allah, you hear it in China. But we are not like that. Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Saria! He heard it 2,000 miles away. Even if Saria was on the moon and Sayyidina Umar said to him, Ya Saria, he would have heard him. Because he has that right. He has that power. So when that two sides of mixer you are mixing together, the two sides of your ears and inner ears, you will establish an authoritative power over any gossips or whispering that comes from shaitan. That you eliminate one of these factors. And that's why we are going back to the number 7. That's from the secrets of number 7. The two ears, two sides. Similarly, two eyes that Allah gave to you. Why not one eye? In the middle here, in the forehead, one eye. Can be one eye. He gave you what? Two eyes. فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. He molded you, he perfected you. If it was one eye, you look ugly. Like this Wahid al-Qarn, we say in Arabic, that big with one Cyclops. What's that? Cyclops? Cyclops with one horn in the middle. You look ugly. What? Dinosaur? No. This big, huge animal with one. Allah, I don't know, whatever. Wahid al-Qarn in Arabic. It's with one horn. Looks ugly. One horn. What do you think about one eye? Allah said no. Huh? Rhinoceros. So Allah gave you two eyes to say to you, Ya, oh my Dr. Akbar Jamal, Jamal Akbar. Jamal, beauty. Beautiful. Akbar, great. So he is a great beauty in his heart. This doctor, I never saw a doctor like him. So humble, so innocent, so pure person. May Allah give him more and his friends. So two eyes that you can see, but there are, when you look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating you, O my servant, that two sides, because if you are looking on one side, you cannot see this side. If you put something here on over your nose, look on one side of your eye, you see everyone on the right, you cannot see on the left. Means you cannot see. If you see external, you cannot see internal. I am giving you two to be able to see two sides, and then you can focus. Jibreel said to Prophet ﷺ, Iqra, read through hearing. And immediately Prophet was able to see Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. He was able to see with his eyes what is written on Lawh al-Mahfuz, what is written on the preserved tablets. As soon as he gave him that order through hearing, his eyes were able to see through universe. Why? Because Prophet perfected himself through seclusions for 40 years until Jibreel came to him in Gharu Hira, in the cave of Hira. If Prophet needed to make seclusion in cave of Hira, how we can say to ourselves we are not in need to make seclusion? 40 years Prophet was doing seclusion. How we can give to ourselves that, oh, no need for seclusion? no need. Then, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Who is blind here, blind there? Cannot see. Allah gave us two power of seeing, and that's why He said, look at the verse of Holy Quran, recite it here.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا.
He said, whoever he is blind in this dunya, if it was enough one blindness, he would have stopped saying blind, one blind, it means one eye blind. Then he said, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. He mentioned it another time, saying that there is another blindness there. That gives us an idea that there is two eyes. One eye for dunya, one eye for akhirah. If your eye of dunya is blind, the second eye that Allah gave to us would become blind for realities. But if they are not blind, you control them, then as Prophet ﷺ said in the Holy Hadith another time, I will be his eyes that he can see with. Means I will give him vision, power to see in these two eyes, Allah said. So now he has the power of the ears from two sides, inner and out, external and internal, the power of the eyes, external and internal. Then he gave you the nose, the breathing, the two sides. Why not one whole? Why two? Because one, you breathe in. Positive energy come in, cleaning your body. One, you throw out bad energy, cleaning all your body. When that positive energy, when you are hearing the remembrance of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recitation of Holy Quran, remembering the seerah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all this positive energy that's going here, it goes from one nose, clean the whole, that what we call the water of youth, fountain of youth, that positive energy that goes like fountain of youth, goes from one side, goes in the blood system, take all the bad sicknesses and bad allergy and throwing it out from that second nose. Or else it would be one nose. But one to take in positive, one to throw negative. Like an atom. Proton, similar number to electrons. Electrons are negative, protons are positive. They balance the system. Everything must be two, mass and energy. The mass of the atom, the energy, the electron that are around the atom. And that's why the spirit and the body, two. So Allah gave two ears, two eyes, two nose. I'm not going to be too long, it's enough, but I will end it here. And these two nostrils that you take in positive energy, throw out negative. When you are able to control the hearing from both inner and outer, means external knowledge and internal knowledge, from vision, external knowledge and internal knowledge, so you'll achieve, and nose, you will achieve علم اليقين, certainty and reality of knowledge. حق اليقين, عين اليقين, certainty and reality of vision. حق اليقين, certainty and reality, of truth. When you achieve these powers through hearing, so your body is under now the command of your gossip. It will eliminate gossips. When you control your eyes through realities, you will be able to not to look at haram, at sins. You control that. When you control your smelling, you will not smell anymore the bad things. Means you will not backbite people through your smelling of their bad behaviors, but you will be able to take the positive and throw negative and begin to smell the smell of awliya. That's why people, they say, oh, today I was smelling something nice near me. Might be one of awliya Allah are passing. All these two and up where? In the mouth, which is one, which is signing that when you open your mouth, you say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you achieve the level of oneness. It indicates that everything, whatever it is to, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, when that good and bad are controlled, then through your mouth you will be able to open and speak. When your ears are giving the good thoughts, your eyes are giving the good vision, your nose are giving the good taste and smell, then when you open to mouth, you speak, you will be speaking the truth. And that's why وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Say, the truth came, and whatever other than truth is vanished. So you will not say except the truth. And Allah gave that seven realities through hearing, through vision, through smell, and through mouth, which are seven, which also you can find that number seven earth, seven heavens. When you be able to control the seven physical appearances in your face, because the head is the authoritative power. A person without head is dead. With head is alive. If you control that head, you control seven heavens, you control seven earths. As Allah said, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah has made under your control whatever in heavens and whatever on earth. And these are seven heavens and seven earths. You will be under your تسخير Allah gave to you
under your power, your order.
If you are able to keep your head in its place through balancing everything.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us through that night of Isra and Mi'raj to balance everything. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was balancing and Allah perfected him, he was able through these ears was able to hear Allah's voice, through these eyes was able to see Allah's divine presence, he was able to reach Kaaba Qawsayni aw Adna, and as Imam Nawawi said and Imam Mutawalli Sha'rawi, that he saw his Lord with the eyes of his head. May Allah dress us from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam love and blessings. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-Fatiha.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله